Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, let's start with a quick review. Remind us what Prop 13 did and what Prop 15 would do to change that.
Well, what Prop 13 did was set ceilings on what you can tax property rates. The rate is set at 1% of the price when a property is sold, and it restricts increases to 2% annually. And it was approved by voters back in the 70s because taxes were rising higher than people's incomes, especially people on fixed incomes. People were actually being taxed out of their homes. We see that in California because there's rapid appreciation of property values. So this was to sort of like curb that and say there's a limit on it. This would split that, because one of the biggest beneficiaries of Prop 13 in the tax break were big commercial areas, big commercial holders who were got their tax break too, and have held on to that land for much more time than the average homeowner. So the idea is to split the role and have a commercial rate that would be reassessed every 3 years and let homeowners keep what they have right now.
So the governor finally took a position on this. It took him a while, huh?
It took him a while. It wasn't a complete surprise, Patty, because it's clocked that it's going to bring in about $12 billion annually for schools and local governments. And that means teachers' union and public employee unions. Now, why do they need it? Well, they need it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that big pension and health benefit balloon that we were talking about a couple of years ago is actually didn't go away. It's just been sitting in the background. And local school districts and towns are finding themselves faced with, once again, with these big pension payments, and something like $12 billion a year would help with that. It would also provide money for other programs because we've seen, you know, slips in other taxes and we need more money. This would be the big one to get it done. And the governor sort of favors it for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is, like I said, it's his political allies. But also because it would be a set tax, okay? What we do in California is we like to tax the rich guy, and there were proposals for that going on the ballot as well. The problem with taxing the rich guy, he can get in his car and drive to Nevada or Arizona or someplace else. So we go kind of up and down with how the rich guy's doing. This would provide a steady income. The flip side is that it would be like if you were a small business in a strip mall and that strip mall got reassessed, guess who's going to have to help pay out that tax? You. So that's what the back and forth's going to be, and both sides are going to spend millions fighting this one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.